You're at work radio every day, 9 to 12, only on Casey 107.7.
10:35, nou is posduif, niks vergelijk. Jy kers om met my, Michelle, by Casey at work. Now, the Western Cape Blood Service has launched an exciting new initiative that allows blood donors to give back to charities in the Western Cape in a unique way. It's called the Extra Drop. And it not only helps save lives through blood donation, but also supports local causes. Joining us today to tell us more is Tony Erasmus, Public Relations Practitioner at WCBS. Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
No, good, thanks. Great to have you on the line this morning again. I want to know what inspired the Extra Drop initiative.
Thank you so much, Michelle. So we are actually very excited to launch the Extra Drop. It went live on the 1st of March. And it's an initiative that allows donors to give back in a unique way. And what this means is basically when donors come and donate, they receive a token of appreciation. And they now have the opportunity to decide if they would like to opt in for us to donate 15 rand towards a cause instead of taking their gift. And we know that our donors love giving back, and we've done a few surveys, and, you know, donors are just, they also just are open to giving. And we thought, what a wonderful way to, you know, offer this opportunity where donors could make a difference to charities in the Western Cape.
Tony, how does the Extra Drop work, and how can donors participate?
Yeah, so it's exactly how I said. So when you come to the donation center, you'll go through the process, and then you'll also receive your token of appreciation. So every time you donate, you receive a token of appreciation. This month in March, we have a mug. And if you decide that you want to opt in for the Extra Drop, we as WCBS will then donate 15 rand towards a specific cause. Our first cause that we've chosen is the League of the Friends of the Blind. They work specifically to help people that are visually impaired, and they go take them through the rehabilitation process, skills training, and also help them with employment readiness. So if donors decide to donate, to opt in to give their gift, we would then donate 15 rand towards this cause.
So why was the League of Friends of the Blind chosen as your first beneficiary?
So we have had a previous relationship with them because we used to have the Blind Buddy Day at our offices, and we thought, you know, the fact that we have this relationship with them now, it would be a great way for us to start with them and continue to build that relationship so that we can further contribute to making a difference. And that is why we've chosen the League of the Friends of the Blind, and because they do such great work in terms of, you know, helping visually and blind impaired individuals rehabilitate back into society.
Tony, I also want to know, how are the charities selected and what types of causes will be supported?
Yes, that's a very great question. So we have an internal committee that is dedicated to looking at charities that we will select. This will run over a 2-month period. So every second month, we'll have a new charity. That means 6 charities per year. And we are focusing on supporting charities that work within the healthcare, humanitarian work, people with disabilities, environmental and animal welfare, as well as education and poverty alleviation. And all the NPOs or nonprofits must be registered, and they must be within the Western Cape. So at the moment, we are our committee decides on which charity will be next.
And what impact do you hope this initiative will have on blood donation and charitable giving?
We hope that, sorry for the noise. Mm-mm. We hope that this donations will make a lasting difference on the lives of, you know, people that need it the most, and that being, you know, charities within the Western Cape.
How can the public stay informed, Tony, about upcoming charities supported by the Extra Drop?
So you can visit our website to stay informed. It's wcbs.org.za. And if they have any questions, if the listeners have any questions, they're also welcome to follow us on, WhatsApp us, which is 060-549-7244.
My last question for the day, I want to know from you, what message do you have for potential donors considering participation?
So we would just like to say thank you so much to all the donors who, have been a part and contributed to the life-saving work that we do. And then to our potential donors, when you do consider donating, it's always a wonderful thing. But at the end of the day, it really boils down to, doing something remarkable, because one donation can save up to three lives. And that is the essence of, giving back and making that difference, giving a child another opportunity, or giving someone the opportunity to do what they, a second chance to life, if I put it in that way. So thank you so much to everyone. And we really hope that, we can contribute and make a difference together.
Thank you very much, Tony Erasmus. She's from the Western Cape Blood Service. And have a great day and talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Bye. Daar was Tony Erasmus. Ja, gaan doen jou deel, gaan skenk bloed en gaan maak 'n verskil in iemand se lewe.
Casey at work on Casey 107.7.